A1JJ, WB3HZN, D4GMW clear. Bye-bye.
Okay, good morning, Martin, and all the best to you. George, boy, you came right up over the top there. EI6 Sierra, K1JJ, how you doing?
Hello, Tom. Yeah, you're breaking the speed limit. You're about 45 over 9, Tom. Unbelievable.
Breaking the speed limit. Yeah, you're the loudest I've heard tonight. And it's a Scotch, it's definitely a Scotch estimator, because it's only hitting like 30, 35 for signals lately, but still pretty darn loud, over.
Yeah, well, you're always strong here. Couldn't resist saying hello to you, but I won't keep you if you're busy there. Hello to Steve also. You're not far behind him, Steve.
Oh, thank you, George. You're loud. 30 over here. Very beautiful signal. Good morning to you.
George, what's the latest with the antennas there? I know you have, you used to have, and I know I asked you this every time I talk to you, but the you've got four towers with four Yagis in different directions. Is it still up in the air?
Yeah, the three towers are on the 80 meter situation. Five or six towers all told, but some are holding up 20 meter, 40 meter beams, etc. No, three towers does the 80 meters from me. I got five elements in your direction, and three north, south, and three southwest, and three to southeast, I think it is. No, it's a five element.
Nice.
The wire cost me nothing, over.
Oh, beautiful. Is it a horizontal beam, and how wide is how long is the boom, would you say?
Well, the boom is about 220 feet. It's wide-spaced, a five-element, very wide-spaced for as much gain as it could get, so I'm not too worried about front to back. And what do you say this? Well, it used to be 130 feet high in the middle, but I lost a bit of height there when one of the tours lost the top section. But it's still pretty high in the middle, and the ends are pulled out very, very wide. They could be 70, 80 feet high as well, over.
Oh, I understand. You said 220 feet long on the boom?
Yes, I got a big cantilever between the two towers, so I could have put as many elements as like. As a matter of fact, I've planned for seven elements, over.
Oh, that's great. How did you tune the elements? Did you do it by the computer, or did you actually raise and lower them and use a beacon or something?
Well, it was computer and a test line, as you said. We put the driven element up on sea and tested it, then take the measurements from out there. But it was all done by computer after that.
Yeah, I gotcha. Boy, that's quite a rate. I can appreciate that. I had up a 300-foot boom with a 7-element Yagi. That was back in the 80s and early 90s, and that thing used, sometimes I would use tuning studs, open wire line coming down from each element and tuning them, and I finally went just a normal, you know, a cut for the frequency elements, and they put a lot of testing and all, but boy, what a great antenna when you get a long boom like that. There's no doubt, over.
Yeah, it seems to work fairly well, but, I keep changing things. I have plans to do some more changes as well. Listen, carry on, lads, because I'm sure all Europe's hearing those big signals, and the Europeans like the big signals. We'll talk to you later, Steve and Tom, so good luck. Good morning, bye-bye.
Good morning, George.
Thank you, George, and I appreciate the rundown on the antenna. That's an incredible system you got there. I hear you early in the morning working the world, and in probably the best ears in Europe, I think you may have, from what I hear. Have a great one. Any other